Welcome back to the Daily Drama on WHUR, Sirius XM Channel 141, 96.3 HD2 and 98.3 FM. This is the Insight segment. I'm Harold Fisher. For entrepreneurs, the new year could bring the dream of owning your own business into reality. If you've already birthed that dream but are struggling to keep it on track and out of the red, we may have just the support you need. On this Financially Fit Tuesday, we're introducing you to FSC First, a financial services group focusing on business ownership. My guests are Shelley Grossway, president and CEO of FSC First, and Dawn Medley. She's currently the senior vice president of business finance programs, soon to be the new president and CEO. If you are thinking about starting your own small business, doesn't matter whether it's Bacon Mom's favorite sweet potato pies, or maybe you need some equipment to start your own whatever, or maybe you've already started it and are still trying to figure things out, give us a call. Lines are open at 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. You can tweet me at H. Fisher, WHUR, or find me on Instagram at Harold T. Fisher. Shelley and Dawn, thank you so much for joining the conversation.
Our pleasure, Harold. Our pleasure.
Absolutely.
Good evening.
There we go. Dawn. Now, who's saying good evening? I need to get the voices right.
This is Dawn Medley.
There you go, Dawn. Okay, now I know who I'm talking to. Thank you both. And Dawn, congratulations on this big move for you and the company.
Thank you. I'm excited to bring new pathways and faster pathways to financing for small businesses.
Let us start, first of all, with people understanding who and what FSC First is. Shelley, take that away for us, for people who really don't understand this business and what you offer.
Thank you, Harold, and good evening to the callers and the listeners. FSC First was founded in March of 1978, so we've been around for a little bit. 44 years we've been providing small and minority businesses with access to financing through several distinct loan products. We are similar to a bank, but we're very different in how we approach providing capital access to small and minority businesses. Our loans are typically available through public-private partnerships, which are offered through a consortium of participating banks, Prince George's County, the State of Maryland, and FSC First. And we call all of those resources together to provide unique solutions to the small and minority businesses that perhaps are challenged to gain access to capital through traditional means, such as approaching the bank. Our primary market is Prince George's County. However, several of the programs that we offer are available to businesses across the state of Maryland. What we've learned from providing access to capital is that there's definitely a need to provide wraparound services to some of these businesses, so we've expanded our focus to include technical assistance for small businesses, including training, coaching, mentoring, and other professional services. And these services are available through a program we launched on the heels of COVID-19. As it was evident to us that a lot of businesses still were struggling to have organization to their business. So we're bringing on these solutions to assist them with strengthening the foundation of the business. That way they're in a strong position to generate economic wealth for now as well as the future. And we wouldn't be able to do this without the funding support that we receive, first of all, through Prince George's County, but also through several foundations and private funders. So that, in a nutshell, is who FSC First is.
Mm-hmm. Can you drill down a little bit more when you say that these funds are provided through public-private partnerships? Because I don't think a lot of people really understand what that means. I know I'm not clear.
Mm-hmm. So FSC First, being closest to the businesses at the grassroots. I mean, we are closest to them on Main Street, regardless of whether they're a home-based business or they're occupying retail space in our community or they're in a small office space and now the business has taken on significant growth and they need to expand to other space. Some businesses just cannot prepare themselves or approach the lender in a way that the lender is in a position to say yes to assisting them in taking the next level of growth. So FSC First, being a community development financial institution, will actually assist them by peeling back the layers of the onion and assisting them with understanding what the lack of attraction or appeal is to a traditional lender. And we address those concerns with the business owners so that they're strategically positioned to approach the traditional lender again and gain the favorable solution that they're looking for. All the while, we may be in a position to provide them with a direct loan. So through these distinct programs that we have, we can provide loans that range from $5,000 up to $5.5 million. And so that's what I'm talking about when I speak to public-private partnerships. The traditional lenders lend money to FSC First. They allow us to be creative in how we deploy those dollars in the community. So they're funding us through a loan pool, and then we turn around and lend those monies to very deserving businesses in the community.
202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. I'm talking to the leadership of FSC First, a rather unique financial institution targeting small businesses, minority businesses, trying to help entrepreneurs get started or stay out of the red. If you have a comment or a question, give us a call at 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. One of the things, Dawn, that you're doing is even before you get to the loan process, you're trying to start this education infusion for new entrepreneurs, or as I said, those who are in process. You're calling it a Level Up Entrepreneurship Program?
Yes, the Level Up Program is a comprehensive technical assistance program with a focus on helping businesses obtain critical resources, either through training, through coaching, or professional services, or perhaps all of them. And this program is funded by several foundations, including the City Foundation, PNC Foundation, the Capital Foundation, and most recently, a very generous $2.5 million expansion of the program from Prince George's County, specifically to help county businesses. And within those programs is a signature program that FSC has flagshipped as Capital Matters. And this came out of our experience in helping businesses. We've noticed that there's a gap in the financial acumen side of the house. They're very good in the expertise of what their business does, but we noticed a gap when it came to finances and be able to properly document the finances of the small business. And so we offer access to CPAs and tax professionals and loan packaging services through this program. And within it, we've also partnered with organizations like the Maryland Black Chamber of Commerce, Prince George's County Economic Development Corporation, Bowie BIC, the City of Mount Rainier, the Financial Empowerment Center at Prince George's County Community College, FeedSpot, and College of Southern Maryland. And through this collaboration, we're able to deliver a cadre of programs for training, for business accelerator programs, and again, as I said, coaching, mentoring, and early stage launch camp.
I've got some folks who want to talk to you, and I want to get to those phone calls in just a sec. 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. We're talking about help for new entrepreneurs or entrepreneurs who are trying to get to the next step in building a business. I'm talking to the leadership of FSC First. If you have a comment or a question, give us a call. Lines are open at 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. Toya, calling from Virginia. Toya, thanks for calling. What's on your mind?
Hi, yes. I was just listening to your program. I literally just turned on the radio and started listening. So my question is, I am in Virginia. Are there similar programs like this in the state that I live in?
Yes, actually. Yeah.
Either one. Go. I've got a yes, yes. So, Shelley, you go with the first yes.
Okay. Thank you. So, yes, Tanya. FSC First is a community development financial institution that is certified by the U.S. Department of Treasury.
If you can hear me, I can't hear you.
Yeah, just speak up just a little bit, Shelley, if you can. Go right ahead.
FSC First is a community financial institution, and those organizations exist throughout the country. So, yes, there would be one in the state of Virginia, and typically they're affiliated with or work in close proximity with the local economic development organization. But we are the lending arm to economic development. So, yes, you could find an organization similar to us, but not exactly like FSC. We're very proud of our distinction and how we've been able to get the dollars on the street and formulate these solutions for small and minority businesses. But each community takes a different approach to how they deliver the dollars.
Mm-hmm. Toya, thank you so much for your phone call. 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. Tracy calling from Virginia as well. Tracy, thanks for calling. What's on your mind?
Good evening. Thank you for taking my call.
Sure.
I was wondering, what exactly is well-qualified?
That's a really great question. Dawn, you want to take on that one?
Great question, Tracy. So one thing business must do is prepare to borrow. And the very first thing you can do to be well-qualified is have a comprehensive business plan. The business plan is your letter to the lender on how your company, not just what your company does, but how your company is going to bring its products and services to the market, how you're organized, about your management, more about your service or your product line in detail. How are you going to let the community know through a marketing plan in that business plan what you do or what you offer? And then specifically asking the lender, what is the request and how you intend to repay it through your financial projections?
Okay.
Do you all help with any of that?
Back to the Level Up program, through the Capital Matters, we will offer comprehensive classes that begin as part of our financial management series in just about 45 to 60 days away, beginning the early part of March 2023.
So this is a program I can sign up for and just come to? I don't have to pay any money? Absolutely.
You can go to our website, fscfirst.com, to see the dates and to hit the registration link.
Yeah, it's F as in Frank, S as in Sam, C as in Cat, first.com. And that link, Tracy, and to all of our listeners, will be posted on WHUR.com after 8:30, as well as this particular podcast. So it's always on there after 8:30. So you'll have an opportunity to check it out and figure out all of the things that FSC First is offering. So, Tracy, thank you so much for your phone call. 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. Tice calling from D.C. Thanks for calling. What's on your mind?
Hi, yes. Can you hear me?
Yes, go right ahead.
Yes, yeah, so I'm calling. I think my question may have been answered. The last caller was asking about, I guess, maybe proposal development or business plan development. I have some thoughts and some, services that I would like to offer, but just don't know how to quite package it up in order to get it approved and start my business.
So, Harold, I'll take that one.
Sure.
This is Shelley. The SBA.gov website does have a portal that is available 24/7 to individuals who are interested in starting a business plan. Exactly what needs to go into it, how in-depth does it need to be. On the SBA.gov website, there is a series of questions that you're prompted to answer that will help you formulate the beginning of a business plan. The more succinct you are in responding to those questions, the more detailed the business plan will be at the end of that process. And that is something that you can work on at your leisure. It is a great format for doing a brain dump. It has been our experience that a lot of entrepreneurs walk in with tremendously wonderful ideas that they want to implement, but they've not transferred it from their mind to paper. And when you go through that process, it also allows you to identify some of the gaps in your plan. And that's where we can provide some additional assistance.
Yeah, she is talking, for those who may not be familiar, about the U.S. Small Business Administration, as she said, SBA.gov. We've had the SBA on this program as well for many, many years, and she's absolutely right. There are resources there as well, because you don't want to leap before you look, I would imagine.
Exactly.
Yeah. So
if I can add to
sure,
Harold,
go right ahead.
For Tice, is one thing businesses can really get themselves in a bind by doing is underestimating what it's going to cost to start up. And it's that same website that actually has kind of a template on how you can calculate your startup costs so that you don't find yourself running out of money before you hardly open.
Yeah, in a hole. Okay.
Right.
Can you repeat that website one more time? I'm driving, but I got my son here as my little assistant.
Well, it's the one she was talking about with the federal government is SBA, Small Business Administration, SBA.gov. But for FSC First, it's FSCFirst.com. It'll be on our website after 8:30 along with the podcast. So that way you don't have to worry about writing that down. But Tice, thank you so much for your phone call. 202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. We are talking with the leadership of FSC First. They've got some choices for entrepreneurs, small business, minority entrepreneurs. You definitely want to pay attention to this conversation. Glenn, calling from Prince George's County, we're going to talk to you next, so please don't hang up. I'm Harold Fisher. John Mons is next with the original Quiet Storm. That's on WHUR. This conversation continues on SiriusXM Channel 141 in just a few seconds. Welcome back to The Daily Drum on SiriusXM Channel 141. I'm Harold Fisher. This is a Financially Fit Tuesday, and we're talking about help for small business entrepreneurs. My guests are Shelley Gross-Wade, President and CEO of FSC First, and Dawn Medley, Senior Vice President of Business Finance Program, soon to be the new President and CEO. If you have a comment or a question, if you're thinking about starting a small business, or if you have and are trying to avoid choppy waters when it comes to keeping your small business afloat, give us a call at 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. Glenn, calling from Prince George's County. Thanks for calling. What's on your mind?
Oh, I just wanted to give a shout-out to Shelley and her team. Shelley, I'm not sure if you remember me. I know you deal with a lot of businesses. We own a home and commercial inspection business. We've known your organization for many years. We've done two transactions with you, and just wanted to say it's a great organization. Thank you for your support, and we're in the process of trying to go after a large government contract, and I might be calling you again. So once again, Shelley, thanks a lot. Anyone listening, FSC First is a great organization. Utilize their resources. You will do well.
Well, Glenn, thank you very much for calling in. And Harold, there is something that Glenn shared that I would like to emphasize.
Sure, go ahead.
To your audience, and that is you may come to FSC more than once. We do have the ability to lend to a company for multiple opportunities, and Glenn is a good example of how businesses come to us and they get comfortable with the advice and guidance that we're giving them. And so they are sometimes reluctant to still go to a traditional bank, and we're there for you. We are there to make sure that that dream does prosper, and there's no harm in coming back to FSC for a second or third time. In fact, we are there until you're comfortable with flying the coop, if you will. So we're there. We're not gonna push the eagle out the nest until it's ready to fly. But all during that process, we are instilling in you additional confidence that you will need to take advantage of new opportunities, regardless of whether they're new market opportunities, new contracting opportunities, or new opportunities for financing. And that's what we take pride in, developing a toolbox that is very diverse to meet people at their station, wherever they are today. We're there with a solution to help you.
Okay. Well, thank you for that. 202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. Tracy calling from Fort Washington. Tracy, thanks for calling. What's on your mind?
Hi, kind of wanted to know, is there ever a minimum, my issue is when you go out here to try to get financing, traditional financing, or even some of the, you know, private lenders, there's a minimum revenue that they ask that you have, whether it's monthly or yearly. You guys have that same criteria? Because I tell you what, that is a killer right there. You know, we've been around for a couple of years. We're trying to get from point A to point B, and we need the capital, but we can't get it because of this minimum. We're trying to get to these minimums. So kind of wondered if that was a...
Dawn, you want to take that?
Yes, I know what you're talking about, Tracy. You speak with some of these fast money lenders, if you will, that want to see, you know, a certain amount of deposits over 3 months, because it's a calculation of a percentage of just those deposits into your banking accounts over 90 days or over, you know, 45 days. And they're more merchant-related type financing. At FSC First, we're looking at the global performance of the business. So over time, are you able to perform and repay the debt, as it were, on the loan? And we're able to structure our finance in a flexible manner to help the business. You have the opportunity to grow. We can do flexible financing options, like interest only for a period of time. We're able to make the payments low enough so that the business is able to cash flow, to assist the business, not to eat the business. Everything with a focus on giving that business an opportunity to thrive.
Okay.
Well, thank you so much. I definitely will be on that website checking that out. I run into this consistently, and I don't know what else to do at this point. So thank you.
Well, Tracy, thank you
we'll
so much.
Happy to sit down with you. Yes.
Thank you so much for your call. 202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. I want to talk a little bit about businesses and your professional observations. And I'll start with you, Dawn. Obviously, when you're talking about this Level Up entrepreneur program, you developed this because you saw something wasn't happening or something wasn't working for entrepreneurs. Kind of talk to me a little bit about what business owners or prospective business owners were doing wrong?
I would say it's not so much what they were doing wrong as that they don't understand the impact of what their financial statements or their tax returns say to a lender. Many times in business, people prepare their tax returns for the IRS. and mm-hmm. that is something you should do. But what they don't understand is when they try so hard to not show a profit to reduce their tax liability, they're also saying to a lender, you have not generated enough revenue, or your business is still fledgling enough where it has not generated enough revenue. And so helping businesses to appreciate what the tax return is going to say to a business versus what a financial statement is going to say to a business. Tax returns are for the IRS, financial statements are for investors, and understanding how the two meet in a crossroads as far as what a lender feels about their business. A lender is always going to be looking to, when I invest in this business, what is the likelihood, even if it's flexible financing, that I'll be repaid. And so what we found glaringly is that businesses do not give enough focus to this area of their financial documents.
So help me with that, because I think you touched on something that really struck me. You said, let me see if I can get it right, financial statements are for investors, and I would imagine slash lenders, but your tax returns are for the IRS. And did I get that right?
Yeah. So with financial statements, businesses are more apt to show all the revenue. But on tax returns, they seem to want to make all that revenue disappear.
Mm-hmm.
That is not what you want to do. That is not what you're saying to the lender. Is when you say on the tax return, all the revenue disappeared, your lender is going to believe you. Right? So it can't be so far apart. There are some things in a tax return that are a tax treatment. So things like depreciation, things that you're allowed to show on a tax return because of how the tax code is written. And depreciation, amortization, interest, those are things that a lender knows. Those are tax treatments, but they can be added back on a financial statement and included in the revenue. And so when business owners don't realize that, they make mistakes, and they don't translate those two things that are what we call add-backs to a lender. They're not translated correctly on the tax return and vice versa.
So in very oversimplified terms, the lender or investor knows what they're looking for. The business owner needs to know what they're looking for.
Exactly.
I think I'm doing okay.
You're doing
very well. 202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. Yule calling from Prince George's County. Thanks for calling. What's on your mind?
How you doing, Harold? Prince George's County resident. I have a ice cream truck. / food truck. I was trying to really get rid of it, but I hit a program, and I was wondering if there's any funding for me to get my food truck up off the ground and get the business back. I used to run a catering restaurant over on Division Avenue, so I have the skills of 25 years plus in the cooking culinary business, and I was trying to bring that into Prince George's County as a nice food truck. Mm. And I need a little help. I have the truck, just need some funding. Is that something that will benefit me?
Shelley, you want to jump in here?
Sure, I'll jump in, and I'm going to ask Don to join me in this discussion. So, yes, the Prince George's County government is very favorable towards food trucks. In fact, it is a targeted segment in our community that we would like to see develop. We have a loan program that will lend dollars directly to the vendors, who are properly documented and ready, with their licenses. They've, been certified by the health department and so forth. So, yes, that is something that we can assist you with. Doing COVID, we learned that a lot of our food service providers had to pivot to a new way of operating because they could not open the restaurants for sit-down service. So the food trucks was one area that we observed prospering in Prince George's County, and we encouraged that level of investment in the county. Dawn has a specific program that is available for that, and I'll let her speak to that.
Yes, our microenterprise program generally is a good fit for food truck operators, provides direct lending financing for working capital and equipment in loan amounts of about $25,000 to $50,000.
Great. So how could I get the information, or do I have to go to a website or to get things and get the ball rolling?
So you can find you can find them online, as we've mentioned earlier in the program, at FSC First, FIRST.com. F as in Frank, Sam, Cat, First.com. A lot of information on there, including the Level Up program, which is really an educational program that may help you provide more foundation for the work that you've already done to make sure that, if I may, the wheels don't fall off of the food truck. So,
great.
So, but again, that information will be on our website as well at whur.com after 8:30. So, thank you so much.
Will a number be there to contact someone?
Everything is on their website.
Okay, great. Appreciate it. Thanks, Harold.
Thank you so much. Good luck to you. 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. I wanted to go back just a little bit, Shelley, or actually I wanted to go way, way back, because you said that FSC First actually started in Prince George's County back in 1978, and we're talking pre-internet and a whole bunch of other pre-stuff. From your perspective, how has the lending climate for minority small businesses changed? Because we're talking, oh man, that's, you know, we're talking here about close to 50 years there.
Mm-hmm. So yes, FSC First will celebrate 45 years of providing non-traditional financing to small and minority businesses in March of 2023. We will be 45 years old. And we have gone from taking in papers, reams and reams of paper, where people submit incomplete business plans, incomplete loan applications, inconsistent tax returns. All of those things have been mitigated by us going virtual. And while COVID-19 was hard on many people, it gave us an opportunity to really pivot to be accessible to our clients on a 24/7 basis. And so everything that we do now is virtual. We allow our clients to meet with us through Zoom meetings, whereas before it had to be face-to-face. And when you're doing face-to-face, I mean, that's the preferable way of doing business, preferred way of doing business. But having that Zoom feature or a Teams meeting allows you to gain access to more people. You can handle more appointments in a day than you normally would back in the day, if you will.
Mm-hmm.
So everything is done to scale now. I mean, you just have more capacity to provide more funding, and that's why we're appreciative of this opportunity to help the businesses understand how to prepare for these opportunities, because, quite honestly, we have millions and millions of dollars available to lend. In fact, it's north of $38 million that is available to lend. And we're striving to make sure that those dollars get in the right pockets for the right business owners. And so as we look at them, Harold, we're looking to make sure that we achieve economic impact for the community. It's not just about making sure that the sole proprietor gains access to capital, but how is the community going to benefit as a result of these dollars being invested in that business. So we're trying to leverage every single dollar by making sure that we bring in as many available dollars as possible, and that it is leveraged with private sector money and the owner's equity if they have any to bring to the table. So that's how things have changed from the past. When we started, it was very manual process. Now it is a virtual process. The website is our best friend because business owners can actually start their application online, save it, and come back and update it as often as they need to until they're ready to hit the submit button. But let me suggest this, that when you hit send or submit, we are trusting that everything is in decency and order and we can give you a timely decision to your request. So there's plenty of opportunities to reach back through email, phone call, or in person if you reach a snag in the process. But it is a very intuitive process, and it is designed to be user-friendly.
Now, that's the change for your organization.
Yes.
But have you been able to observe how entrepreneurs have changed?
I'll let Don speak to that.
Okay, Don.
Yes, absolutely. So I can only go back a couple decades. I don't think I can go back 50 years. I was only five. I will say during my tenure that business owners are expecting more quicker. And FSC is rising to that challenge. As Shelley spoke about, we were very paper intensive. But business owners are dealing with a lot. They just dealt with a global pandemic, which no one has experienced in our lifetime, and had to find ways to pivot to keep their businesses going. And now they have to manage the fallout from being shut down for a year, 2 years, some almost 3 years, depending on the kind of business that it was. And now they're also dealing with trying to get employees to come back to work after the pandemic. And so now more than ever, it's important that lenders are responsive, understand the very challenging times business owners are dealing with, and make avenues easier for a change to gain access to capital. And that's what my focus will be about as the new president of FSC First, making access to capital easier and make it more electronic and able to receive rapid response.
You mentioned earlier, Dawn, about the tax issue, financial statements mm-hmm. and the like, and certainly, you know, the business of business is business. But there are other pieces to business outside of just the financial piece. Where are you finding the biggest need outside of the profit and loss statements that new entrepreneurs can't forget about?
We're really seeing that there's issues with available space for businesses to either purchase a building, because there is funding available for that, very flexible and favorable financing for that, to purchase a location or to be able to lease a location that's, you know, within the right square footage that they need, that doesn't make them have to take on too much in the early stages of their business. So we're locating businesses has also been a challenge in addition to the financial acumen.
One of the things that I mentioned also at the beginning, when you're talking about some of these classes, particularly those that are coming up around the first of the year, and one of the listeners who called in put a fine point on it. He said he's concerned about having to put out money, capital, for this educational process. Talk to me about how that works, because it's as you said earlier, these classes, seminars, this process, and outside of the application for a loan, you're saying there's no fee.
Yeah, and so, Harold, the Level Up program is designed to be, as I indicated, a wraparound service. It offers webinar training. In fact, let me pause and give a commercial for this. We have a one-day online boot camp coming up on January 12th, 2023, from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m., hosted by one of our strategic partners in the Level Up ecosystem called SeedSpot. You can actually go online now and register for that class, January 12th, 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. It is a virtual or online class. These courses are designed to be affordable in that you pay, if anything, a very nominal fee. Most of it is designed to be free. That is as a result of a generous grant that we've received from Prince George's County to not just eliminate the challenges that the businesses are encountering, but to ensure that they have an advantage as a result of going through this training. And so we're removing the obstacles, we're leveling the playing field, we're opening the door so that these tools are available 24/7, where people can gain access to it at their time, you know, on their time, and not just when we're in the office. So, yes, the training is designed to be affordable. The training is designed to be accessible, and it will be posted online after the course has been held. But we want as many people as possible to register. We're accountable for every dollar that Prince George's County and our other funders have provided. So it helps to know who has been assisted and how they progress as a result of the training that they're receiving.
You know, Shelley, you said that those who apply for loans, that there's some things that they need to have together before they press send. What is it that you want prospective lendees to know? I mean, what is the thing that when you get an application and you look it over, what is it the thing that makes you shake your head? Mm-hmm. What is the thing that makes you say, come on, this is not the thing that's going to be helpful?
Exactly. Great question, Harold. And I will say that on our website, we have what is called a pre-qual process, and that requires the business owner to provide us with some very basic information. We want to see the business plan. Don and I both have talked about what that business plan needs to look like and contain. There also needs to be, if you've been in business, 3 years of tax returns and 3 years of business financial statements. All of those things are what you should readily have available on your computer, and you can upload it to our website. When you apply at FSC First, we give you a link to a secure portal so you can upload it with your confidential documents and know that it is in a secured environment. The other thing that we're looking for is a personal financial statement from the owners of the business that clearly delineates for us what are their assets and what are their liabilities. And the delta, or the difference between the two, tells us what one's personal net worth is. And so that helps us to glean a little insight into how one manages their financial lifestyle, their financial business. And then last but not least, we want to know that there has been some consideration to how we're going to be repaid. So are there assets available from the business or the owner that will be pledged as collateral to secure the loan? Obviously, if you have assets, we want to be secured, but we have the ability to make loans based on the strength of the business plan if there is no collateral available. Mm-hmm. We prefer not to do loans that way, but that means you really have to be convincing on those cash flow projections. We've got to have every confidence that you can meet those numbers that you're forecasting. It's the only way the loan gets repaid. It doesn't get repaid on a promise, and we prefer not to have to liquidate to get paid. We want to see the repayment of the loan be driven by the revenues and the profits that the business generates.
Mm-hmm. Is this what you were referring to earlier, Dawn, when you were talking about, you know, flexible lending?
Yes. So based on what we see in the financial statements and in the business's ability to repay the loan, if it's a newer business or an emerging business, we may be looking at projections. It may not be what they've done in the past necessarily. Perhaps they have generated some revenue, but their future years are going to be much better. And that is reflected in 2 to 3 years of projected financial statements, or what we talk like to call pro forma. And earlier you said, what makes you shake our head,
yeah,
Harold?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I would say when a business who is making, you know, $50,000 this year says they're going to make $2 million next year, and there are no assumptions on how they got from here to there.
Mm-hmm.
The assumptions are the calculation, the actual calculations that go into how you're going to turn that kind of revenue around. So if you're a restaurant, it's about table turns, the average menu and ticket prices to get to that assumptive number. If it's a hair salon, you know, how many clients you're going to see in one day times, you know, your menu of services over time. It's an actual calculation, not just a guess on what you think it might be. You actually calculate the services you're giving, how often you're going to give them to create what that pro forma revenue number is going to be. And when that is logical, then the lender can see and believe that, yes, you're going to grow by as much that you say you're going to grow, and you'll have the ability to repay the loan, even though maybe in the past you would not have been able to.
Hmm. The company's undergoing transition, as I mentioned in the beginning. So when does that happen? Shelley, you are planning on moving on, and Dawn is moving up. When is that handing of the torch going to happen?
The handing of the torch will be official on January 1, 2023. However, you know, Dawn's been running this race with me for a very long time. She's been at FSC First for the last decade, 10 years, and so this is not an unknown commodity to her. She knows what she's selling, and I have every confidence that FSC First is in good hands in this transition. So our community is still well served with,
yeah,
the team that is remaining at FSC First, and they should see, you know, very little in,
yeah,
the way of change.
Yeah.
But, yes,
well,
I have
think,
every confidence that they're in good hands with Dawn Medley.
Indeed. So that'll have to be the last word. Shelley Gross-Wade, Dawn Medley, congratulations, and thank you so much for talking to us.
Thank you, Harold.
That is the Daily Drum for this Tuesday, December 20th. I'm Harold Fisher. Good night.